We'll be right back. Podcast with host Kid Rainbows. On today's episode, there is no new episode. This is an old episode I never put out. Recorded it on the day of the Missouri primary. And we talk about stuff I don't know what I was talking about. So enjoy. See you guys next week. Well, are we recording? I guess we are recording. This is episode 12 of the Lonely Boy Podcast. Today is Tuesday. Today is Missouri primary. So I'm pretty sure you people went out and voted today. If you didn't, you should go do it. It's real important. We have a candidate that's with a Democratic Party. We have a candidate that's overly exaggerated. It's like, I'm not saying Hillary Clinton 2.0, but basically in the same position that Hillary Clinton was in the 2016 election. Then we have Bernie Sanders in the same position he was pretty much in the 2016 election again. Me personally, I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to be the outcome. But I know both of them guys, they had a rally in Missouri today, and I think people attended Bernie Sanders' rally. We had more people in attendance for Bernie Sanders' rally than Biden. And where I'm standing at is a lot, definitely a lot more Bernie signs than Biden. So I think Bernie might take it, but who knows? I haven't seen like the other side of Missouri, like the rural areas and city people. A lot of people do like Biden because Obama, so probably was gonna go with him. I don't think I'm gonna release this podcast till tomorrow, so just because of my schedule, it's been a long day. I haven't got any sleep. I got off work. I went to go vote and drop me some coffee. Listen to a little couple of educational podcasts. To keep my mind sharp because. Thinking about things I want to just accomplish and go for this year. Basically trying to keep focus of the main objective and goals of whatever. Yeah, so I think that's about it. With that, I didn't. Actually, I'm about to listen to another podcast about the coronavirus. I think Sam Harris has a new episode about the coronavirus that wants people to check out and like listen to that, get some more information about this disease or virus. It's really crippling a lot of countries economically, is what I'm seeing. And the stock market too. Cause I yawning again when I talk, I yawn, I don't know. Anyway, so that's something I'm about to do. I have to work tonight, so I gotta get some sleep. So this podcast is gonna be short. I'm still gonna put music in it, but I don't know what type of music. I don't know, so hopefully this thing will be up tomorrow. Things that I did over the weekend, I said I was gonna review the Elimination Chamber, but there's really nothing to review. It's kind of boring. I fell asleep on like halfway through, and just a throwaway pay-per-view, nothing exciting, everything's predictable. Shayna Baszler's gonna win the match in her Elimination Chamber to go against Becky Lynch, so basically she won. And we got this match, but backstage sources, WWE, saying that Vince McMahon's not really taking highly of Shayna Baszler, maybe it could be a triple threat match between her, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair, I don't know. Which we was hoping for to begin with, because I think excuse me, I mean, not Bianca Belair. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, Ronda Rousey actually want to be added Bianca Belair to the NXT World Championship match between Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. I don't think Ronda Rousey's coming back so anytime soon. Probably come back after Mania. I think Becky Lynch is taking an absence after WrestleMania. She's going to drop the belt. Maybe, I don't know. Vince McMahon might change his mind. Who knows? So, yeah, that was the Elimination Chamber. I did watch Raw last night. It was definitely better than a lot of other Raws. Raw's been consistent. It's been pretty much, you can watch it. It's been some good stuff here and there. I just think Raw needs to be 2 hours instead of 3 hours. Take out that extra hour. Have more condensed good show. We've seen the return of Edge to get some payback from Randy Orton. RK on his wife, Beth Phoenix. That was pretty bad. In return, Edge actually RKO'd Randy Orton. And he gave a concerto to MVP, which I don't know. I don't know what's the role of MVP in WWE. Is he a manager? Is he going to be a producer for the show? I don't know. Which is not bad, because it's what kind of It's one thing I can't say about WWE. Even when your wrestling career starts winding down, you can pretty much take another position, a role in the company, because there's so much other things you can do in WWE now. So that's pretty cool. So that was a good episode. Well, a better episode of Raw. See, tomorrow we have AEW Dynamite, NXT. My two favorite wrestling shows. Can't wait for that. Nothing else to talk about. I didn't watch any horror movies. I did watch the first couple episodes of the show on FX Devs. I like it. I really like it. I can't wait to finish watching the first season. Good show. I do recommend anybody checking that out. They have FX Watch Devs. Actually, then they have FX on Hulu now, so you can probably watch it on there too. That's about the only new show I watched. Haven't been watching that much TV. Saturday, I had a bad night at work. Just been so drained of energy. I don't know what's gonna be the outcome of my working career, or looking for a new job now. Filling applications. All I know is I will do one to take on more responsibility of whatever job I get or have. And get paid more money. I just think I'm, my expertise is just, I'm good at not running things, but putting together systems of. So this is what I want to do for my career, for working in restaurants or whatever. I just want to make a system that can work for every restaurant. Like, from the managers to the employees to the marketing or whatever, and just get paid to do that. I don't wanna like cook unless I'm like somebody's training me to be a chef or something, the head cook. I don't wanna a person is setting up everything. But I think I can do that better than what I'm doing now. I have a couple ideas. What do you call it? Like a creative director or restaurant consultant. That's pretty much what I want to do. I don't want to be working in a restaurant. So, got I'm trying to find a way to make this work in my favor. Overall, that's about it with stuff. I want to do. Still doing the fashion stuff. I got an assignment to put together this collage, and I don't. I'm just taking my time with it. I'm not rushing things. I want to do too many things, so I just want to take my time and get some stuff done. But enough about me. What are your goals? What are you trying to do? What are you doing now to make your 2020 a better year for yourself, or years to come? Are you setting yourself up for financial freedom? Are you trying to make passive income? Or are you just trying to just get by, keep having active income? I mean, I want the active income and the passive income. Financial freedom. I just want to do. I think financial freedom is just doing what you love, even getting paid for it, even though it's a job. Really, I don't believe anybody's financial really free. You still got to run a business. You still got to get up and hire people for your company. You still got to make a budget. You still got to cut things out the budget. You got to still got to put out fires at whatever business you're working at. So, you know, you're making $1 billion, the same stuff. Gotta get up and do that type of job. So I don't really think financial freedom is just sitting on your ass and just money just piling up to the ceiling. That's not how that works. Even though most people would like that type of job, but that's not in the cards for a lot of people. I put out 2 new tracks on SoundCloud. Didn't really get much traction or traffic for those tracks at all. So maybe it's time to ease back on the music and just focus on other stuff. Trying those things. I don't mean I'm gonna quit doing music, I'm not, not gonna put out a lot of music like I usually did or was doing before. So that's pretty much what I'm not. Just gonna take my time. Yep, just gonna take my time. I didn't watch any horror movies. It's really been a low key week for me. Staying out the way and trying to keep low. But I did go vote today, and got some things done. Started on my taxes. Let's see. Something else I did, I forgot. I bought myself a hat. A hat. I bought some other stuff. Yeah. Because we're just in this podcast right now. So I guess I'll make an introduction saying this is going to be a short episode. Probably do another episode Friday or not. I don't know. I'm definitely going to try to do one once a week. Because it's just something that I think I need to do right now for myself. Main reason I do this podcast is not to procrastinate on things. It also keeps me to be doing stuff, not just laying around. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like feeling like just horrible. I get off work, I don't think about writing some kind of blog about working the overnight shifts or the graveyard shifts and put it on my page. I don't know what I'm naming the blog. I downloaded the TikTok app, but I don't know how to use it yet. So, your boy's on TikTok, watching other people TikToks, not doing any TikToks myself yet. Not gonna lie, I wish they still have Vine. That was a good app. A lot of people blew up from Vine, and now they're all douchebags on YouTube. Most of them not. Majority of them. I don't know. check you guys later. Gonna see how this primary from our state's gonna turn out tonight. I'm watching the news. Guess MSNBC. I don't know. We don't like watching those things. I do like Rachel Maddow. I can tolerate her. She's very, very, very sharp, witty, smart lady. All right, I guess this is the end of this episode. Hope I can see you guys next Friday. This Friday with another episode. Hopefully a longer one. Talk about more things. Seems like I'm talking about politics more than we're covering politics. I don't want to do a podcast about politics or talk about politics all the time. I do want to talk about depression and being lonely and just other things. Politics is nothing but pretty much a distraction from all the fucked up things that's going on in the world now. Even though if we do get a new president, the president's not going to fix half the shit that he says he's going to do, or her. And I don't know, we give these people this power and they don't give us nothing in return. I don't know. I don't get it. Actually, somebody put out an Instagram post about that. I think it was Dr. Boyce Watkins. I forget what it said. Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay, here it is. Posted so fascinating that Democratic politicians ask black people to do many things for them that they would never, ever even consider doing for you. Definitely believe there's some truth into that. That's my thoughts on politics overall. Hope you guys in my view, black or white or whatever nationality you are, but just think about that. All right, this is the Lonely Boy Podcast. You got it. We're out of here. So it's the part where I cue the music. I'm going to cue it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bam.
Thank you.